Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever as the Powerpuff Girls.
Fighting crime. Boom.
Against evil, right?
What yes. Say? Fighting crime against evil, right?
The forces of evil.
Mm-hmm. The forces of evil.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Which our creator, Jessica, the professor.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I'm wondering, did the professor like, I haven't watched Powerpuff Girls in so long, but was he just like, I'm just gonna make some.
Well, they're like his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But was that like the point? Like, is that why he did that? Like, did he want kids, but also cool kids? Like, or did he just, was he like, I just want some kids. Like, I'm ready to be a dad. And they have powers. Oops.
I'm trying to remember back to the show. I just remember originally, but, like, he mixed them all into, and like,
right.
It was accidental how that they.
We need to bring ourselves up to date on the Powerpuff Girls lore.
Yeah. Did the professor want children?
What are the ethics here? I mean, we're creating sentient life.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right. Also iconic of this man, he was like, what if he really was like, I just want some kids. Like, yeah. I'm ready to settle down.
I'm ready.
But I will not find anyone to have the kids with. I'm just going to make them.
Yeah. And I'll do it myself.
So apparently he did attempt to engineer perfect little girls in his lab when a mystery ingredient called Chemical X was accidentally added to the mix.
Okay.
So yes, he was trying to engineer children, and then was like
perfect kids.
Oops, superheroes, call me professor.
Yeah, okay.
Because like they don't even call him dad, actually, now that I'm
no,
like,
they called him professor.
Yeah.
And when they would talk about it, they'd be like, oh, the professor. Yeah, they didn't even call him dad.
Okay, they didn't want kids, because what? Like, he's like, yeah, I made kids, and by the way, don't call me dad.
You can call me professor.
But I will say, my dad is a professor. While I did not call him professor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of my friends did. They called him just like professor, like as his name.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
That is iconic.
They'd be like, oh, it's coach and professor.
I'm screaming.
That's so fierce.
You don't have parents, you have coach and professor. Right.
Yeah. Like, you have a mom and dad.
I have a coach and professor.
That's
super get you one
cool.
of those.
Which actually, I just remember that whole thing came from. I remember in middle school, my dad was like driving some of my friends home, and like one of my like skater bro guy friends, and my friend was like, "Oh, thanks for the ride, bro." Like to my dad,
right?
And my dad was like, "Look, you can call me Sierra's dad. You can call me Professor. You can call me Dr. Schultz, Mr. Schultz. Bro, I think off the list." And my friend was like, you know, total skater boy in middle school. Could I call you Dr. Professor, bro? And my dad was like, yeah. Okay.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And then, like, everyone called him the professor.
Aw.
I love that. It's like, yeah, thanks, bro. Can I call you Dr. Professor, bro?
Yeah.
If I throw some of those words before
if
the
I
bro.
If I throw some respect on your name.
Yeah. My dad thought about it. He's like, yeah.
Actually, that's okay, that's bro. Okay.
Bro.
But yeah, in our Powerpuff Girls getup today with Jess as our professor dad.
Professor dad. Yes.
When we were doing our Halloween costume pitch, we all had so many ideas. It was honestly just so hard to choose. But we really wanted to pick one that was like the most requested audience costume. And this was one people have been asking for since last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. And they thought we were going to do it.
Yeah. And we almost did.
And we almost did.
Yeah. Did we replace it with, I think we replaced it with Heather's. Because we were like, we can't do both. They're kind of similar. It's like three and little, you know, like skirts or dresses.
Right. And the color. Yeah. Yeah. And so we chose Heather's because also we wanted to sing.
Yes.
So,
right,
you know.
Which is fair.
Actually. And we were so good.
And not to spoil it, but the next one, we're not really singing, but there is some...
But we're not singing. There's, take that with what you will.
There's a musical element.
Yes. Yeah. Any guesses? What do we think? What's coming up?
Before we get into the episode, it is just your weekly reminder to subscribe to 20 Whatever on YouTube. We are trying to reach 100,000 subscribers. We are almost halfway there. We would love your help to do it. And you can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and all the audio platforms if you are an audio podcast girly.
And before we hop into today's episode, we gotta go with the group chat. We got a good one here. Oh. Hello, guys. I'm Deirdre. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre.
I want to know how you feel about the term everything matters. A little deep one for us today, ladies. I feel like I don't think everything matters, personally. I think some things matter. But I feel like if everything matters, then like everything has too high of a stake.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I feel like for my own kind of like mental protection and sanity, I kind of need to believe that not everything matters.
Right. Yes. Right.
Because I, in high school, when I was getting like very existential, I fell down the rabbit hole of like alternate realities and got like very caught up in the idea that like there's an alternate reality for every choice that like you could have made. Mm-hmm. And like, that kind of stressed me out because I was like, oh my God, if I like wake up at a different time today, that could set off the course of my life forever. And it's like, or maybe you just slept in.
Right.
And maybe that doesn't matter. Right. Mm-hmm. And you'll move on. And I guess it's what matter means. Right. Because everything affects something. Mm-hmm. But is it a big enough change that you're going to notice?
Right. Right. I feel like I can't do it because I'll get rabbit hole and I'll be like, am I a person? And that we just can't do that.
I know. And I was trying to think the opposite of that and thinking like, okay, then nothing matters.
Right.
And like, okay, well, that's so.
Like, that's not
I know,
true.
That's not the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I'm with you guys in the, what does the matter mean? And I don't think everything can matter because I believe that your attention is like the highest currency that you have and where you place it is, girl, super important. So if you put your attention to everything and you even get pissed off of like somebody cutting you off, like, and that means everything to you, like you're wasting time rather than focusing on the few things that do matter. So I don't know. Everything can matter. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when I am worrying about everything mattering, I'm worrying about every decision, I'm caring too much, not too much about people or about things that are important to me, but about little things that don't matter.
Right.
My well-being is affected because I can't like relax and enjoy just kind of life every day as it comes because I'm so preoccupied with like all these little details and getting stressed out over things that in the end don't matter.
Right.
So maybe everything doesn't. And that's okay.
And that's okay. I think it depends on where you place your attention, like you said, and like what does matter mean? Because also everything matters. Like, not everything matters.
But everything is matter in terms of atoms,
science.
So. Yes, women in STEM.
The professor.
Everything doesn't matter, but everything is matter.
Yes, correct. And on that note, if you want to text us, you definitely should, because then you can ask us existential questions like this one.
Speaking of, you know what I was thinking about when you were talking about like, oh, like if you care about everything, like everything matters. I was like the Renee Rapp lyric, I wish I could care less.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
And speaking of Miss Renee.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You know what we did last night? We saw Renee Rapp.
Dude. Oh, we experienced Renee Rapp.
We have our little.
We do.
Should we put them on?
We should. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh. This is like the main thing we want to talk about today because when we were driving home from the concert, we were just like, and then we were like, podcast.
Save it for the pod. Yes. So now we're wearing our Renee Rapp VIP lanyards. Boom. Which are Snowflake because of, you know.
Snow Angel.
Snow Angel, which is the album title.
Out now. Stream it on Spotify.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I mean, stream 20 whatever, but like more importantly. More importantly. Stream Renee Rapp.
If we're going to stream anything, it's stream Renee Rapp.
I feel like before we dive into our experience last night at Renee Rapp, we have to give a little bit of background because every time I go into like a Renee Rapp video or something, I check the comments and they're always like, who's Renee Rapp anyways? I don't even know her. Like, I've never heard of her. And I saw Renee Rapp recently posted, like, on her main Instagram feed. And then the caption was like, who's Renee Rapp anyways? Or something like that. And I was like, she gets the bit. Like, she really came out of, like, nowhere, allegedly, to people.
Right.
And there's actually, like, a little bit of rumors where they're like, oh, she was planted because of the whole Drew Barrymore thing where she got her out of that situation. Right. And things like that. I heard an interview and she was like, that is, in fact, not the tea. I really wish that was the tea. But that's not it. And I'm a huge fan from Renee Rapp, originally from her being in the Mean Girls Broadway show of Mean Girls. I said that.
You did.
I said that twice. She is Ms. Regina George.
Yes.
Like, she is that bitch. And she
was like 17 or 18 or something like that.
Right out of high school.
Yep.
And she wasn't the original Regina, but I believe she was the first replacement.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you were saying she came out of nowhere, I'm like, I think yes for non-theater people.
Mm-hmm.
For theater people, yes. We're like, oh, we've been watching her since the Jimmy Awards and we know all about her.
Yeah.
For the non-theater people, they're like, what the heck? Like, who is
she?
She's just out of nowhere. Must be an industry plant. And we're like,
oh no.
You have
no
idea.
But also then people hear her and like, wow, she's really good. I'm like, now go back. She was on Broadway at like 18. So
yeah.
Like,
she is a powerhouse of a vocalist.
And so funny. That's one thing during the concert. She was just talking to us, shooting the shit, chatting. And we were like, I was like, you're hilarious. Like, this is so good.
So funny and so personable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Just really grounded and really, I mean, like, I'm just obsessed with her.
I like really, really want to be her friend and like also like kiss her. Like, I just like, I'm in between. Like, I'm like, I want to be best friends, but like, I also want to kiss and just like sing and like dance. And like, I just want to hang out with you.
So she was the Regina on Broadway and then COVID hit. And so then everything shut down. And then I remember during COVID pandemic, she moved to Los Angeles and then she ended up being on the TV show for HBO, The Sex Lies of College Girls.
Right.
Which, fantastic show. Go watch it. It's hysterical. And then she started getting into her music scene and all that stuff.
Which she like had a really tough time with because obviously she's a vocalist and a writer and everything, but like she was like in her own way basically and like so scared of like, I mean, you know, putting yourself out there is scary. And so I remember watching a few interviews where she was like, I remember she put out the album, the first one or the EP, and she was like, nobody look at me. Nobody talk to me. I don't even want to know. I hate it all. Don't look. I can't. Because like, that was like a hurdle that she needed to get over. And thank God she did. She's been blessing us ever since. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh
my God.
Dude.
And I think I can imagine a lot of that coming from, like, there really is no clear path and no like model to follow for like Broadway star to pop star.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a lot of Broadway performers have tried to parlay into like a mainstream music career.
Oh yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the vocal style and also just the difference in the two different industries.
Yep.
It just,
and even their like
presence.
Persona. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. This is very Broadway girl. Like, this is not, this is not pop star.
Yeah, I think the closest example we have is like Ariana Grande, but she was in 13 the Musical when she was a child.
Right.
And then got like mainstream success from a Nickelodeon show and then became a pop star. But I do think, you know, I see similarities in that of like Broadway to pop, amazing vocalist.
Yep.
Taking the talent from like a more pop-centered musical like Mean Girls, like 13.
Right.
And then creating, like, she... Yes, she was on Broadway, but she's not like a, you know...
She wasn't in My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
She was in a contemporary musical that, like, could... If you listen to Mean Girls, like, you could be, like, actually just vibing and, like, not being like, Broadway. Like, it doesn't give that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For you viewers out there that haven't heard anything from the Mean Girls, I would recommend listening to World Burn by Ms. Renee Rapp. Just that song alone, you can hear the vocals that she gives and is capable of because, oh my gosh.
I knew she probably wasn't going to sing that because she wants to focus on at the concert because she wants to focus on her music, which fair. But there was a little part of me that was like, what if she does it as her encore? Like, what if she did?
I would have died.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
my
was
God.
A glimmer of hope for me. I was like, please do something, something. For Mean Girls. I will.
I know.
I
felt the same way. Please. But I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to like get my hopes up.
And once we like got there to like in the show, like the vibe, I was like, all right, I don't know if she's gonna, because she was just so cool. Is that like
so cool?
Dude,
she's
the
so
way
cool.
She sang, first of all, what was coming out of her mouth was insane. Like if I sounded like that, I know that I would look so cracked. Like I would be like, like grunt, like I would look so insane. But she was just like,
it's effortless.
I'm like, wow, you just, my jaw was on the ground the whole time.
Yeah. Shook. So good.
So good.
Her vocals on her album that came out and her EP are just unreal and somehow sounded 10 times better in person.
Yep. Yes.
She's a better in person.
Yes. But it's crazy because she sounds so good on the album.
Yes.
Like,
you'd think,
so
okay,
good.
There's a lot of mixing going on here.
Right.
A lot of takes.
Right,
you know,
right.
Which I think for most pop artists, they're never going to sound as good live as they do on the recording. And there are some pop artists who record songs that they can't even sing. Like notes that they can't actually hit, whether that be like a ghost singer or, you know, pitching or just like working
auto-tune
really,
or whatever.
Yeah. Working really hard to get the note the one time in the studio, but then they sing it differently live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty common thing. Renee Rapp not only absolutely kills it on her album, even better live.
Dude.
She's a Broadway baby.
Yes.
Like,
right,
she is showing off
live.
Her vocals. She's like, I am a live performer and I rip this every single night on Broadway. So, yes, I'm like, she has the vocal chops and it just
and that's,
shows.
That's probably, that, I mean, that's, I think, a thing, too, that pop stars who have started off, pop stars don't have as much experience.
And the stamina.
And the stamina. And, like, and they don't have that expectation either.
Yes, to perform live. Mm-hmm. And you can tell with how much she seemed to be enjoying the live performance, mm-hmm. that was probably a reason that she wanted to do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's not just, I want to make an album and put it out there and then be done. It's like, and then I want to perform it for people.
Right. Yeah. Right. That honestly, that's probably giving her like theater kick. If she's like needing mm-hmm. that, she probably, and she was so interactive with us.
Yes.
She was interactive with her band. Like she was talking to everybody. She was floating around. I was like, you're just happy to be here.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I got.
Yes. Yeah.
She was like, I'm here to sing and like, love that y'all are here. Like, I love that you know me. She was also giving that too. She was like, not you guys being here for me. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? She was so good. God damn. What was your favorite song that she performed?
God. I think In the Kitchen was the highlight. And that's one of my favorite songs by her.
Me too.
And it was her performance. It was her like, I mean, really like emoting.
Yeah.
Again, the way you would if you were in a show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the deep personal lyrics and also the energy of the audience. Like you could tell that for a lot of people in the crowd, that was their favorite song.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one of her more popular songs, probably a song that a lot of people who didn't follow her from Broadway may have found her from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God, it's just gripping.
It is. And she's so compelling, dude. Oh. What about you? I mean, I know In the Kitchen was one for you, but I feel like you really did your thing when she was singing Snow Angel.
Really?
Yeah.
I was watching you during that song.
She was just belting it so well, and I could tell that she was taking it up at certain parts and mm-hmm. riffing in certain parts, and it was different from the album, and I was truly like trying to voice memo so I could just get the audio and hear it back later. I like was like still watching her and like trying to just hear, because I'm like, this is not going to be on the album, and it like, holy goodness gracious
no,
me, girl.
It, like, and she had her costume change.
Encore.
Yes.
Oh,
her planned encore,
bro. It was sick.
Dude, I hadn't listened to it yet because I knew she was going to do it at the concert. So the first time hearing it was live. And it
Are
hit.
You serious?
Really? Yes, she came out in the gayest fucking outfit.
She looks so hot.
She looks so hot. Oh my God.
She was in this like white getup, and she got up and the projection they had behind her.
Yes.
Like it all came together, and because it was the end, she gave Paloma's talking about. Like she was riffing.
God.
She was in it. The crowd was in it.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was so good.
And if it kills me, I tried.
And I'm just
me too.
I did.
Which, you know what I think was, like, a dark horse song for me that, like, I like and I do listen to a lot, but live I was like, I am just loving this, was Colorado.
Oh, yes. Such a fun one. I like that one along. And actually, one that she said, I didn't realize that I liked it as much until I like the day before I was listening to the album really intensely. And then at the concert, she said, this is a sleeper song. And then it was the wedding song. And I also,
oh, yes.
And I also was like, oh my gosh, I think this is a sleeper song. Cause I didn't realize until like later. That moment. And the projection I remember was like Burning Flames and she yep. was belting. And that yes. was also a very, very strong song. I think I teared up on that one. That was really good.
It was every single song, even like we talked about this the other day, like Willow is one that like, is very chill, but it's kind of, it's like vibey. But yeah. even that, I was like, damn, like you are really giving it to us.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Willow's usually a skip for me.
I feel that.
Like it's just not my favorite. And I think not only did I like it so much more live that like I went back and listened to it this morning while I was getting ready, but also her intro to that song, she was like, this is a song I wrote about like loving myself, like a message to my younger self. This is one of my favorite songs I've ever written. And I was like, oh.
I like it, really.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's one of the fun things about seeing a vocalist and a songwriter and someone whose songs are so personal to them live is like getting those little tidbits that make you appreciate the song more, whether it's like a story or just a little note about the song or like a riff, something they do differently. It's like it gives you something a little extra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you go back and listen to it, you're like, oh, remember like when she did
remember
this?
Remember when she did that?
Remember when she did this? Yeah, I'm going to remember this one. This was and so intimate. Like it was a small venue and we were really close.
Yeah, it was open. It was just standing room only, just, you know, open room. So we got VIP, which was only like $20 more, I think. Yeah. I think general, but P bought the tickets, which by the way.
Bless P.
We were like, after the concert, we're like, P, you will never lift a finger again.
Right.
Do you want a massage?
What do you
do
want?
You want a
get on my back.
Yeah. I brought them Renee. I brought them to Renee and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, what I was telling the girls, I got these tickets like TBT before Renee really like popped off and she was still like under wraps. And so the tickets were super
before the album came out.
Yes.
It was when only her EP had come out.
Yes. And I got pre-sale because I've had been following her and I was like, when she goes on tour, I'm going to get this. And I couldn't, but like they were really cheap, like 55 like standard tickets and only like $20 for like the VIP. So I was like, oh, we're doing it. Like we have to be closer, especially because it was general admission, like we said. So we did get to stand in that VIP line and get that early access so we could get front and close. How close do you think we were like feet wise?
10 feet.
Yeah. I'd say we were five rows of people back.
Yeah.
About five rows of people in front of us. And mm-hmm. and it was packed and it was so hot.
It was so hot. They were throwing waters off the stage into the crowd. That's how hot it was.
People were passing out.
It was a moment.
So hot. I think that was one of the hottest concerts I have ever
Yeah,
been
me
to.
Too.
But I will say the crowd was very respectful.
Mm-hmm. As soon as something happened, everybody was like, hey, we need your attention. And she stopped.
Yep.
She was like, oh, something's happening.
She's like, you good? You pass What's out? Up? Did you someone punch out? You? Oh no? All right, let's go.
Did you get hit? Oh, you didn't get hit. Oh, so we good? All right.
For me, it was us collectively yelling at the same time at the second opener, because that was when the first person passed out, like right behind us. And without thinking, because I turned to be like, who are these loud bitches? Because I'm yelling, and it's the three of you. Yeah. And we're all like, everyone's watching their phone. We're moving people for security. Like, there's a girl. I hope she didn't hit her head. She was on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so hot.
It was hot.
And, well, the waiting, I mean, we walked in, doors open, 6:15.
Yeah.
And then the first opener didn't come on until 7, right?
7:30.
Yeah, 7:30. And there was two openers.
Yeah.
And
first then, opener was, like, a maybe 20-minute set.
Yes.
And then
great.
Second was, like, 35 or 40, I think.
And not as great.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Yeah, the first. Do you remember the name of the first opener? I didn't know her, but she was amazing.
So good.
Toa Bird.
Amazing.
Iconic.
It was one of those things where I don't know. I was like, do I want to be in love with you? Like, do I love you or do I want to be you?
Right.
Like, maybe both.
Yeah. Maybe all the things.
Okay, why los dos?
Right.
And then when Renee. And she was performing, like, when they did that little collab
Dude,
moment.
Dude, I was like, not this.
I started sweating
even more.
Because they got, they got on the ground. They, like, were on their knees.
On their knees.
And, like, singing to each other.
Bending over each other.
The girls were close, and we were all like,
and everybody was like,
I was, like, on my toes trying to see what was going on.
Plum was like, pick me up. This is like a seat.
Put me on your back.
Yeah. So, yeah, the waiting was a while. It was like, I don't think Renee went on until 9:45.
Yeah.
There was a, it was like a long time
in between both openers, but then also a huge gap between the second opener and Renee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which maybe was like a technical issue because it seemed longer than they planned for.
Yeah.
But with how hot it was and how packed it was, I think with a less respectful fan base, that could have been a really bad situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're so right.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. If they did not stop and get security on those people every time we were like, water, help, that would have been out. Because when I had to leave to go to the bathroom, I got a little taste of what it was like being in that crowd and just like.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we were waiting in between the first and second opener, I was like, okay, here's my time before like Renee comes on. Let me go pee because. You know,
to miss the concert?
To miss the concert, and people were starting to pile in, and they had already, like general admission, so the floor started, like, packing itself. And, like, I just want to describe the venue as, like, a very square room. Like, it was just,
it
like...
It was literally an empty room.
And, yes. Like, just an empty room, and it was very... getting packed very to the brim. So I leave the girls, and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Pray for me. Godspeed. I will be back. I literally, don't worry. I will be back. I will find you somehow. And so there I went. I was like, excuse me, pardon me. I get out. I get to the line. The line is so long. We already know the bathrooms for the girls' line is always long, but this one was extra long because this was a female-dominant crowd.
Right.
Like, there was no one in the boys' bathroom, quite literally no one. So I started, like, looking at the boys' bathroom, and I started looking at the girls, and I was like, can we do, like, a go into the boys? Like, please, like, we should go. And then there were girls that, like, kind of, like, were, like, hesitant. So I was like, I'm not going to go by myself. Like, this doesn't feel like a comfortable space where I can go by myself. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm waiting in line. I'm waiting. We're waiting. And time's going by. And then the person starts saying, okay, this is my last song. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to book it because I'm not going to miss this. So I get out of line and I'm like, you guys, like, let's go to the bathroom. I start getting like aggressive. And two, three girls were like, okay. And we got out of the line and we went into the boys' bathroom. There was no boys, literally, not until we were washing our hands that they like came out. And we were like, oh, sorry. Pardon me. Bye.
Right.
I ran out. Oh my gosh. To get back to you guys was
war.
So bad. I've never like trying to get through a crowd to the front when in a concert, do you know how many dirty looks you get? A bunch.
Right.
Every single person that I said excuse me to looked like I was trying to cut them in line. I was trying to just be in their way and like how could I? So I was like, excuse me, pardon me, to the point where like they were not letting me go. Like it was just so many people that they just could build a wall and not let me go.
Right.
So I started making myself so small, like literally crossed my chest and was like showing them how like literally I'm so scared.
What
and,
is
like,
that called when you're like submitting? You're like,
yes, I had to literally show these people that like I am not like
not
I wasn't
a threat.
No, yeah, I was not a threat. Because I was like, excuse me, pardon me. And that was like, no. So
right.
I literally crossed my arms and I was like, excuse me, pardon me. My friends are up there. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I am so sorry. Like, I swear to God, I was that on loop. I was like, forgive me. I am so sorry. I know I hate me too. I am so sorry. And I kept pushing. And then I was like getting lower so I could go in between legs and stuff like that. Because like, it's easier to go down through the crowd like lower. Then this girl starts cutting through the crowd. And so I was like, oh, like, let me try to like link with her and like we can cut through this crowd together. So I'm like going through this crowd. We're going where they're moving us. Like they're kind of moving out of the way. They can see. All of a sudden, I'm like following her. She like looks back at me. And then I like keep following her. And then she looks back at me and stops and goes, I'm like trying to get to my friend. So like, I don't know what you're trying to like. Or and I was like, oh, I'm trying to get to my friends too. Like, I'm not trying to, I'm so sorry. So like, I like started going like the left route. So she didn't think I was trying to like
follow her or whatever.
Cause she literally, it was like giving from Nemo and like Dory's like, stop. Okay, what's your fucking problem?
Right.
She's watching me watch her and I'm like, I'm just trying to get my friend. She's like, yeah. So anyways, I was like, I'm so sorry, girl. I am not trying to do that at all. So I then was just like, okay, I'm so sorry. And I finally saw the back of Jessica's head. I've never been so happy to see the head of hair. I was like, there she is. And I just like, was like, my friends are right there. I like finally could see you. And I was like, they're there. Please like let me. Because the closer you got to the front of the stage, the bitchier the people got.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Nasty.
Because they were like, we are literally here and we're not like
letting And there's
people...
no space for you. And they don't know that, you know, you
and
left
they don't
you
already
know.
There. Right.
Which was funny when you came back and because, you know, we were making friends with the people around us. The girls behind us, one of them needed to go to the bathroom. And at first you were like, don't go. Don't. You pee in a cup. You can't do it.
I literally
it's
told
not
her.
Worth it. And then I think she ended up deciding to go. And she was like, as she was walking out, like, she was like, I'm going to take the same route. And everyone that she walked by, she looked at. And she was like, remember me. I'm going to the bathroom. Remember me. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yep. And then that's genius. What I did. That's what I saw all that. So when I went to go get a drink, I was like, remember my face? I think, well, I was a little litty. So I was probably.
Remember my face.
I definitely wasn't as, like, cool and nice about it. But I was like, remember my face. I'm going to be right back here. So just take it all in, everybody. Take it all in. Remember my face. Remember my face. And so, and then on my way back, I was like, remember me, remember me, remember me. And I made my way through.
When you came back, the look on Paloma's face was so fucking funny because Ryan went around the side like a smart person, goes around, hugs the wall, gets to the front because no one's questioning somebody who's walking backward.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know how you did it.
I think I got lost, honestly.
Ryan just came from the front.
From the front.
And Paloma's like,
and you were so quick. Paloma was gone for like 45 minutes, close to an hour.
Yeah.
You were like 10. I was like shocked that you were back. I was like, did you decide not to go?
I said, I got two drinks.
I couldn't believe the fuckery. Like, I truly was like, where did you come from?
Honestly, I did. I scaled the side because I was like trying to be smart about it. But then I did get lost. I went too far up and I was like, where are they at? Like, I don't even know where anybody's at.
Not making it so far that
then
you
I was
went
like literally basically touching the stage. I was like, I should have stayed here and left y'all in the back.
You should have. You should have. Gosh, I just remember getting back and being like, oh my gosh. And Sierra was like, where have you been? And I'm like, starting a revolution in the bathroom because.
Well, you said that when you came out that you saw girls like coming in,
mm-hmm.
like they saw you and they were felt brave enough to go
in. As soon as like I got that group and they saw us come out and girls like were like, oh, they went to the bathroom, they started piling mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. absolutely.
I feel like when it's a performer who has a female dominated audience, the bathrooms should just be made gender neutral.
Mm-hmm. I agree, bro.
Like, I agree.
When I was at Taylor Swift, like the bathroom for the women's line was insane,
right?
And there was all empty stalls in the men's. And I think at some of the venues, they started like putting signs over a couple of the men's bathrooms being like gender neutral.
Right.
Yes.
Because
you have to.
Everybody's got to pee and there's not enough people here for this to be like an. Like,
right. It truly felt like a Broadway experience. Because when you go to a Broadway show, always the bathroom at intermission, the girls line is always out the wazoo. And then Moulin Rouge gone to the boys bathroom because I'm like, I can't wait. And I'm not missing the show.
During Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would say at Renee Rapp, the audience was over 99% female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over.
It was really nice. Yeah. Like, I've never been to, because you guys are, you know, the concert girlies.
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert where, like, I literally forgot that, like, there were men there. Like, I didn't think about, like, my personal safety at all.
Right.
Like, when we're packed up against everyone.
Right.
And there was a guy near us, but he was a guy for the girls. We loved him. He was there by himself.
Yeah, by himself.
Yes. And so he was for the girls for sure.
Yeah. All the men that I interacted with at Renee Rapp, which was a very small pool, were safe. Yes. Like they felt safe.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
absolutely. Yes, yes. Which at a lot of concerts, I would not feel comfortable being in that close proximity.
Oh yeah, no.
You know, even things like you going to the bathroom by yourself.
Yeah.
At another concert, I would have been like,
somebody's got to go with her.
Yeah, no, you're not going by yourself.
Yeah.
But Renee Rapp, we're like, okay, that's
probably fine.
Yeah, see ya.
And use the men's bathroom also.
Yeah. Which I think, again, speaks to the vibe of the crowd when someone got too hot or too thirsty or passed out. And it wasn't just the security and Renee like pointing things out and making sure that the person was taken care of, but also the crowd around them.
Totally.
Was like, right here, like, stop, like, lights on, security.
Yeah. I remember someone like opened up their Snapchat and wrote water on it and was flashing it to.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Genius. So smart.
I'm like, you've been here before.
Yeah.
Right. That's so smart. That would have never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make a sign.
Also, I didn't know that was like a thing that sometimes security gave out free water at concerts.
I didn't know that either.
I'm like, I guess when it's ungodly hot and sweaty and people are dropping like flies, then they're like,
all right, we can't charge you $10.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, they're like, we need water. They're like, yeah, well, we take Apple Pay. Yeah.
Can you just fill this out real quick?
Dude. So even the parking lot felt safe until Paloma. You want to tell the people what happened?
Wait, which part?
In the parking lot? In the parking lot. Well, you almost walking in front of a car because you were so excited. You weren't looking where you were going.
Oh my gosh.
I'm screaming.
We met a viewer.
Oh my God.
Mackenzie.
Oh my gosh.
And she's a 20 whatever viewer, so we know that you're watching this now, Mackenzie. Yes. Especially because she saw Renee rap in the title and she was like, click.
Right.
There.
Bye, girl.
Yeah. Mackenzie, it was so sweet meeting you. We were in the parking lot, we were leaving, and it was so sweet. She stopped us, and like her friends were like they kind of like pushed her to do it.
They
were all standing behind her, like,
She was so sweet.
And then after we took the photo and I was so busy like talking and like, yeah, it's so nice to meet you. I literally turned to leave and there was a car passing by and Jessica literally grabbed me as I was turning into the car.
Like, before you got Regina George.
Yes. Yeah. Quite literally, that's how that night would have ended, you guys. And Paloma got hit by a car.
Some say Ryan pushed her.
I probably did, bro. Because I don't even remember that.
Yes.
I don't even remember
that. It was like a motion. I still remember like turning and Jessica swooping me. I was like, oh, wow. And she was like, I saved your life. I was you did.
I think I said, I'm sorry for Barbara manateeing you. Because she had her arm out. So I grabbed her arm to steer her. And then she started going the other way because we were on a curb. And then I just grabbed her. And then we kind of waltzed
across. We danced off of
Not you using Barbara manatee as a verb. I Barbara manateed.
I haven't heard Barbara manatee in so long.
That's like one of my favorite things you've ever said. And you say a lot of things that I love.
That's facts.
Like yesterday when we were filming and I was like, can you crank the AC? And Jess was like, we should put a sticker on the AC that says Soulja Boy so you can just tell me to crank that Soulja Boy.
Bro. Like,
and now you're using Barbara manatee as a verb for saving Paloma's life? I love you.
Bro. And we did waltz off. She literally turned me and then we had our hands like this.
And were you just like vibes?
I just remember being like, oh my God. And she was like, I just saved your life. I was like, yeah. After she's like, I'm sorry for Barbara. What's the
Barbara manatee.
Barbara manatee, manatee, manatee.
You are the one for me, one for me, one for me.
I don't know what this is.
Veggie Tales.
I loved Veggie Tales. Why you don't remember Barbara manatee?
No. That was one of my top five silly songs with Larry.
Same.
Up there with his cheeseburger. Where is my hairbrush?
Belly button.
My belly button.
I like that one too. Yeah, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. My hairbrush.
Yes.
And Larry's high silk hat. I think that's a sleeper
dude,
track.
Dude, you know what? You're right. I forgot about that one.
Right?
Wow.
Everyone forgets about my silk hat. And ba-da-ba-da-bum.
Bro, you know who sucks? Bro, Bob the Tomato sucks, bro.
Bob the Tomato?
I thought you were going to say Mr. Nezzer.
I mean, yeah.
But he's like, we're supposed to hate him.
Yeah, yeah. But like, Bob sucks. And is Bob gay?
I mean,
I don't know, bro.
They're vegetables, so I would assume that they're all asexual.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
But also, like, but Bob and Larry, like, they live in a bathroom together.
A tomato is a fruit.
That's
bro.
Dude, okay, so you know how I always watch, like, unhinged video essays?
Yes.
I watched one. This was posted years ago, but it just unlocked in my brain. About the history of, like, VeggieTales and the rift between, like, the founder. And I guess because, right, it was, like, a Christian company.
Right.
But then, like, you know how sometimes people of faith try to one-up each other, like, oh, I need to proselytize you because, like, I'm a true Christian. And, like,
right,
you're not being legalistic enough or you're not. So they all start, like, infighting, like, trying to, like, proselytize each other and, like, oh, like, you're not Christian enough. But the guy who was Bob the Tomato, I think his name was Larry Vesher, something Vesher. And he, like, veered off from the company and now is, like, being a public speaker and talking about the importance of, like, acceptance in Christianity and, like, being open. And, like, this went viral years ago, but there was, like, a poster that was, like, Bob the Tomato talking on racism in churches. And it was, like, him, like, giving a sermon about, like, acceptance.
I'm dead.
But literally the headline, Bob the Tomato on racism.
Love it.
That's how they know me.
Love it.
So I will link that video essay. Jess will link that video essay in the description. And I'm going to send it to you guys.
Please.
Because if you want to know a little more about the VeggieTales infighting,
mm-hmm.
and this episode is about Renee Rapp,
so
obviously give me the link for this.
Well, that was our experience at Renee Rapp.
Renee Rapp, Bob the Tomato, same.
Same, yeah. I will say, one part about the concert that I was like, oh, was just her set was pretty short.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We were at the venue for about 4 hours, and her set was a little under an hour.
Yeah, you're right.
And I get it, because, like, she
is giving, just vocals that entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Like, you can't do that forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I wish it was a little longer.
I also had that thought. And then I was like, I guess if she did more, she would have just sang all her songs, because she only has one album and one EP.
Yeah. But she didn't sing everything.
Didn't sing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have liked at least one or two more songs. Agreed. And I wouldn't have felt like...
And not even the whole thing.
Because it really was like after Snow Angel, that was like the encore. And then I was like, okay, there's one more. And then that was it. And I was like,
I was like, oh, I could have given a little bit more. Yeah.
Maybe we should have chanted. That was the problem. We should have been like,
maybe.
That's what I would have done it.
Yep.
Which also, I do want to note that on her story, she told her one of her openers, like, turn it off, basically, because it's so loud. I, like, don't want to miss... Should I look up the story?
Yeah, because it's funny.
It's still live.
Yeah, she posted on her story and was like, opener's name is so loud, OMG. Like,
yes. Alexander, it says, Alexander, literally stop, it's so loud.
Scream.
And it was.
And I also took that opportunity to DM'd her, and I was like, girl, where you at?
No, you said, girl, ETA. Respectfully, ETA.
I woke up this morning and she's like, yeah, I texted Renee, or I DM'd her.
and she came out. So you're all welcome.
Yep.
I single-handedly saved the concert.
Did you actually text her? Exactly.
I said, girl, respectfully, ETA, with like 40 question marks.
Girl, respectfully, ETA. That is so funny. But also, I can see you're in the dressing room and you're not coming on, and we're chanting for you to come out. Where are you at, girl? And Alexander is blowing out my eardrums, respectfully.
You're so respectfully.
It was so loud. Like, I could feel like my, the vibration.
Yes, we were like, yeah.
Which, speaking of which, we were talking about this, of like, now as adults caring more about our hearing, we're like, we want to start wearing earplugs at concerts.
Yes. Yeah.
I bought the Loop ones and I meant to bring them and then I didn't. So
please send me the link.
Yeah, I will. But they're supposed to be really good for like still being able to enjoy a concert or a loud experience while protecting your hearing, because where a normal earplug, like, right, it sounds kind of like fuzzy.
Right.
These just like turn down the decibels, but it's still a clear sound.
Yeah, it's just so necessary. Ryan, he always wears them because he's like, my ears are my job. If I can't hear, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And so he always, even when we went to Nashville, we weren't even like, we were at a bar, but it was loud and he had his earplugs and he was like, sorry.
When you make, I mean, girl, when you need your hearing, like, I remember there was like a moment that I'd got some ringing and I was like, ooh, that is not good for the ears. Like, and as soon as Sierra was said about those things, I'm like, I need the link, because to waste our hearing?
Oh, yeah. Like, for what? It's not worth it. It's not worth
it. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who wear them even just like for clubs and bars, and because it's freaking loud.
It's loud.
And especially for an extended period of time, it doesn't take that much volume to do damage to your ears.
Right.
Yeah.
So Loop earplugs, link in the description as well.
Right.
They should sponsor.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Loop, send us to another Renee Rapp concert and we'll be like, this is the best sound I've ever had at a concert.
Literally.
Renee is in my ear.
Yep.
No muffle, so clear.
Yes. Yes.
But that's what I'm looking for, because that's what happens when you have like regular earplugs. You get like that little muffled sound.
And totally.
I want to hear every note coming out of Renee's mouth.
Right. Speaking of the effects of aging, Paloma, we get in the car and we're debriefing.
Oh my God.
And Pete tells us this story. Because I heard you talking to these kids, but I had no idea what was going on. And you filled in some gaps. You want to tell the people?
I did. I will. So I made some friends with some girlies, and they were really excited about the opener. So I was like, okay, it's really a young crowd. Like, here we go. And we're just chit-chatting and stuff. And then we were talking about Renee and how old she is. And she was like, her friend was like, oh, no, like, she's much older than us. And so I was like, oh. In my mind, I thought Renee's like 23, 24. Like, how old are these girls? So I was like, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you girls? And they're like, oh yeah, no, we're not as old as her. We're 23. Yeah, no, God, no. If we're not like 27, I would like kill myself. And I said,
you're standing there 2 months away from turning 28. Like,
right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I could like never be 27. Yeah. Imagine. No, I am not. God, no. And then I start looking at Ryan and I was like, yeah.
She's like,
so how old do you like think I am? Like, also, how old am I? Asking the girls, how old do you think I am? Now that I'm telling it out loud.
That's what old people say.
I know. I just realized that as I'm telling the story, bitch.
Right.
Okay. So I'm telling these girls and I'm like, because they're like looking at me,
Right. Because I'm like losing my mind. I'm like, God, 27? Yeah. What? And so then I'm like, oh. And then they were looking at me stressed. So I was like, how old do you think I am? Or whatever. And they were like, oh. And I was like, I'm 23. And they were like, oh, right. Yeah. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, I'm 23.
And that's the only part I heard was, I'm 23. And I looked at her. I was like, what the hell is she saying? Who is she telling that she's 23?
The girls had just told me that 27 was far too.
Literally grandmother.
They couldn't even fathom. They were already like gooped about Renee. They were like, oh no, she's much older than us.
She's 23.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah. And I was like,
okay.
You know, we've now crossed the threshold where, like, you know, when you used to meet people you didn't know, like on vacation or something, and you were a teenager, you'd like lie about being older. Like, right. You're like 14. You're like, yeah, I'm 16. I'm in high school. I have a car. And now we're like, I'm 23. I'm so young.
And I'm like so not tired, and my back so doesn't hurt, and I stay up all night.
And I'm not wearing earplugs.
Yeah.
To answer back, oh my God, I'm 27. Like, I couldn't say that back to them.
Were in a weird position. I do agree.
And because the way that they like delivered it, like,
were like, 27 is dead in the ground.
So yeah. I truly, like, honestly, it was like, not even respect for me, out of respect for them, because I didn't want to make them feel like, oh, we just told this girl, like, mm-hmm. I would never be 27.
And then you have to, that was at the beginning of the show too, so then you have to stand next to them the whole time.
Right, after they just dragged you.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? The girl then told me, she was like, oh my God, so like, did you make it at their other one? Yeah, I was like so crazy. I passed out at that one though. And I was like, oh my gosh. That's crazy. She's a very concert goer, so she's like used to the pit. So she had like did not seem phased. And I was like, this is 23, you guys. She's unfazed. And
right.
The last one she went to, she passed out, but she's all good. And I was like,
yep, like, yeah, girl. Yep.
Yes, girl. She was so sweet though. Like, she got a water bottle too. And she was like, do you want a sip? And I was like, so sweet. Like, truly. Yeah. She was literally offering like the girls around her. Like, she definitely like a very ongoing like concert goer and just right. had that like,
and, like
community
knew the vibes, yeah,
yeah, for sure. So she was super easy to talk to, but you got me there, girl, with the 27 jab.
Yeah, literally.
I couldn't look at you with the straight face.
Yeah.
Which, that's so speaking funny. Of being like old in the pit, like, I haven't been in the pit of a concert like for years and years and years, and now going back and doing that, I'm like, dude, I'm getting kind of old, like, to stand the whole, because I'll stand the whole show, like, during the songs, but I'm, like, sitting during the breaks.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know. Especially the waiting. Like, yeah. I absolutely wouldn't sit down.
And to get up and go to the bathroom or go get a snack and then come back and have your seat and not fight through a crowd. Yeah. I'm like, you know?
Yep. I'm staying right here.
Yep.
Yeah. And I definitely miss the seats, I will say. Mm-hmm. I was like, I get what we're doing here and, like, love it, but, like, I would love to just sit down for, like, a second.
Especially because the openers were, like, longer. And there was waiting for Renee. Yeah. So once you're waiting for your show to come on, like, that long,
that's when you start to notice, like, that you've been standing for a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started singing along, like, to the Taylor Swift song that they were playing to entertain us, because I was like, I have to occupy myself because I'm sweating my balls off.
We have to talk about you wanting to melt into the floor with that.
Sierra, can you tell him I'm embarrassed?
So the Cruel Summer came on, and you know how it repeats the bridge? So, like, the first one, we're just all vibing. We're having so much. I'm drunk in the back of the cup, right? And we're doing that. So we do it the first time, and then the end of that line is, I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? He looks up, grinning like a devil. So we all do that the first time, and then it repeats. And the second time, it doesn't say where you yell, he looks up, grinning like a devil. It just plays off because that's the end of the song.
Right.
P with her whole chest.
Whole chest.
He looks up, grinning like a devil.
Was that you?
That was her.
That was me, girl.
She covers on, like, her mouth, and she's like, I would like to pass away now.
Yep.
Everyone around us was, like, laughing.
Yep.
Dude, I laughed. I didn't know that was you.
Totally.
Yeah.
That person. Because she did it, and then she immediately was like,
I said it with my chest, and I was like, he looks. I, like, literally sunk into the crowd. I was like, I'm going to just pass away because everyone heard me sing that line with my whole chest.
Yep. And it was silent.
I loved it.
I think it was great. The vibes were immaculate pretty much the whole night. Like, it was from start to finish. We got in and out, and that was lit. And we waited in line for, like, not long to get in.
Yeah.
Then we were in, and it was great. Like, it was so fun doing that with you guys and, like, experiencing that. Like, I want to do it again. Like, I wish we could go again.
Me too. And even though, like I said, I'm like, I'm probably not going to pick the pit if I have options for seats.
Right.
But to be that close to Renee.
Yeah.
When I truly believe that, like, this is the precipice of her blowing up.
Yep.
I don't think I'll ever have the opportunity to hear her sing in that intimate of a venue that close.
again.
And, amen. And not watch her on a screen.
Right. Yes.
Right, because when I think in a couple years, I think she's going to be doing huge stadium tours. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be like a main pop girly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to her show again and we're going to pay five times what we paid.
Mm-hmm. And see her from the nosebleeds.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And ugh. And to as much as it was, you know, hot and sweaty and I was tired, it was so worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So worth totally. It. Totally. So worth it. I'm going to treasure last night for yes. a very long time, you guys.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, yes.
Mm. Oh,
thanks, I love going Pete. With you guys.
It was yeah. so fun. I can't wait to go to another concert. Y'all are lit.
I know.
That and was to a do really it good... with the four of us.
Yes.
That was a so really fun. Good time. Yeah.
I love aww. You guys.
I love you, too. Aww. Love y'all.
Let's get all lovey at the end. Renee, of you course. Do this to us.
Right.
My buttercup, my bubbles, and my professor.
Professor Dad. Well, and on that note, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Go listen to Renee rap. Go stream everything. Go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe, and we will see you next week with a very fun Halloween episode.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.